broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
It's very simple. Secure the borders, enforce the laws.
I was never, ever interested in being a dictator.
We've tried him once. We don't believe in firing people twice.
I just got a call from the residents of Charlie Sheen.
Teabagging Queen Rachel Maddow.
The boys call it ball tapping.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And where we go through the looking glass every night and go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. This is the last bastion, or maybe the first bastion, of real radio in America, the Phil Hendry Show. Chaos is erupting in Egypt, and Anderson Cooper gets, quote, attacked, end quote. We'll see whether that was in point. The facts, schools in one district in Michigan allow Sikh students, which is a religion, to carry small ceremonial daggers on campus. And we're going to get into religious freedom and zero tolerance with the Western States Homeowners Association parent teacher organization president. Plus, if you still want Super Bowl tickets, you're going to have to pony up nearly $5,000 a ticket. We'll have Raj Fineen and Bobby Dooley tonight. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And our affiliate spotlight tonight on our great Houston affiliate, KPRC 950 AM. And two brand new affiliates, one in Utica, New York, WUTI 1150 AM, where I spent the summer of 1975 working for WBVM in my early incarnation as an oldies but goodies disc jockey. And then, and I had a great time. And then in Rapid City, South Dakota, KTOQ 1340 AM. 877-876-PHIL. Our website is philhendryshow.com. Brand new merchandise going into the store this weekend will be our Phil Hendry Show shot glass. And we still have our legacy CDs, the best of Phil Hendry Show from 1997 through 2005. Get them. They're all in their original packaging, all untouched, all very pristine and virgin, and just the way you like them, you sick freaks, you. So go over there to philhendryshow.com. Get your backstage pass as well and watch our live streaming video of the show tonight. We do have on the line Mr. Raj Fineen, who we've had on the program in the past as we talked about events in the Middle East as well as immigrant issues. And Raj, welcome to the program. This is now your home country, though, that is going through this distress. How do you feel?
Well, you know, I haven't been in touch a little bit with the people there. You know, we are back and forth. You know, the people in Alexandria, which is where I originally am from, and some of my family has young people going to school in Cairo, you know.
Are you worried?
Well, sure, you're going to be worried. But Egypt is an old country. It's a tough people, you know. They've been through a lot. And we hope that, you know, the best is going to happen for that country that has been, like I say, you know, it's been around a long time.
And, well, you know, you have this man Mubarak. Tell me about him, and tell me what you think of him.
Well, I'm not, you know, I think that after Anwar al-Sadat was killed, Hosni Mubarak came in and gave us stability, you know. And the people of the country, I think, felt that this was, you know, bad, you know, that perhaps there's going to be instability, and they were afraid. So Mubarak came and was a good friend to America. But I think now you see what's going on in the world, in Iraq and Iran and other places, and Tunisia and so forth. The people of Egypt, you know, they want to have freedom too.
Sure.
And they want to be like America. You know, I've been in this country 3-4 years. America, they don't know, you know, the influence that they have. People want to be like America, and they want to have their countries like the freedom that you have in America, you know, and
America's the example of democracy.
You know, America, yeah, America, example of good life, you know, a good democracy. Yeah, people work their job and raise their family, and so people want to have a life like this. And Mubarak is a dictator. There's not a democracy. And so then the people of Egypt rise up, you know. And
okay, so they're rising up and they want to get rid of Mubarak. And what in its place do they want?
Well, they want to have what America and Europe, you know. And
tell me about this Muslim Brotherhood and.
No, there's no constituent. The Muslim Brotherhood is an extreme group of people that don't have Egyptian. The people don't support, you know. There's a very loud minority of these extreme Islamic people, but they are not representative of the people of Egypt, because Egypt has never been a religious country, more secular, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what do you think Egypt needs right now?
I think right now what Egypt needs is, first of all, I think America needs to recognize that if it was not for America, there is not going to be this uprising, you know. They see Obama, and now the Egyptian people want to have what we have. So they start to go about it, you know, in this roundabout way, you know, to rioting and this kind of thing. So what we need is America to give us the example, there must be America to support us, you know, so we don't fall under the spell of this Muslim extremism, you know.
Well, if you say that the Muslim Brotherhood, and it's kind of the way that I've read it, is a minority, a loud minority, right?
Yeah, it's a minority, but they have, you know, frightened people, you know.
No, I understand that. So the popular opinion in Egypt is not necessarily going in the way of the Islamic Republic. It's more a secular democracy. So what is it that America needs to do?
Well, I think I said, but America, because of their influence in Egypt, Egypt, this would never happen if there had not been America. So the people rise up and they riot, you know. And so America, by its influence, you know, has caused this rioting. And so we need America to come in, if not with the troops, at least with money.
All right, well, wait a minute, hold on for a minute. Let's look at this. American troops are never going to commit to Egypt.
Well, but I mean, right now, this civil disturbance was caused by America because...
Well, you're saying that this civil disturbance caused by America because the Egyptian people want to have a democracy like America, but where there was no outward provocation by America.
Well, it really doesn't matter, because the people there, or they want to have America so bad that they stop this riot, you know. Now we need to have police and troops, you know, and so...
Well, that's not going to happen. American troops are not going to go to Egypt.
But if they don't, then the rioting takes over and you have this Muslim, you know. The other thing, though, is...
You're telling me that if we don't have American troops in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood takes over?
Yes, because we need to have this control. Otherwise, this violence, the Muslims can take over, you know.
But you know the unreality, what you're asking.
I don't know. President Obama is a good man. I think he understands that America is responsible in some way, because they give so much to Israel, and they give so much to, I don't know, you know, Iraq. And Iraq and Israel, they get everything. And Egypt gets nothing. You know, and these bastards in Washington... give to Egypt everything. They give to Israel everything. They give to Iraq everything, but they give Egypt nothing, you know. And so we are asking for a commitment as well of $4 to $5 billion a year, because right now of the $2 billion that is being given to Egypt, you know.
$2 billion a year goes to Egypt right now in foreign aid. You want that up to $4 billion. And what do you spend that money on?
Well, we want to spend in Egypt to help develop a democracy, you know, to help infrastructure, electricity, this plumbing, you know, sports, the movie industry, it's so much. you know.
I didn't look at. I know that Egypt is a place that's in distress, and
if you look at Egypt, it's in very much distress.
No, I know it's a place that's in distress physically, and I know politically it's a very tortured place. But introducing American troops into Egypt is suicidal for the United States in terms of foreign policy. Just suicidal. And $4 billion up from $2 billion, we have a deficit. We have a debt in this country that is so politically, it's such a political nuclear reactor. There's no way that anybody's going to say yes to $5 billion a year for Egypt and troops.
Yes, I know, but if that's not the case, then America has to live with what they've done. You know,
well, what have we done?
The Muslim Brotherhood. You know,
and you're telling me the Muslim Brotherhood comes into being in Egypt because we supported Israel and Iraq?
Because America, yes, Israel and Iraq, but also the way America on the TVs, in the movie, in the movie, in the, I don't know what to say, my son, get that done. The way America parades its lifestyle across the stage and shows everybody how great it is. And then when we say, okay, I would like to be like America, guess what? It's no good. You know, the toilets don't flush. The electricity doesn't turn on. The movie, there's no movie industry. There's no a sports team. So America would rather give their money to Israel, give their money to Iraq, and not give their money to Egypt. And this douchebag, you were saying about this bastard.
What when you use the word bastard, what do you mean by that?
It's not derogatory. Well, it's like what you say, douchebag.
Well, I'd rather not use that language.
Well, I just mean these guys in Washington who won't give the money to Egypt because you say the deficit. You know,
we have a crushing debt. We have a national debt of $12 trillion, a half a trillion dollars a year now. It could get to $1 trillion a year deficit spending. It's beyond belief. Getting $5 billion a year for Egypt, up from $2 billion, is going to be a virtual impossibility.
Yes, but you asked me, so I say that America has to live what it creates.
Well, I have to tell you, Mr. Finine, that I reject outright the idea that America created or would be creating.
Yes, but you have to see what these bastards in Washington, these guys are not going to give the money.
It doesn't make them bastards if they're not giving the money. And I reject outright that any Muslim Brotherhood taking over in Egypt is America's fault. I've been listening to this stuff too long. I can recognize that there are historical reasons for it, going all the way back to World War One and the British, if you want to talk about who's to blame.
Well, the British, set up all this stuff, and no one knows how to do it. You know, they've got electricity, they've got the oil well, they've got the plumbing. Nobody knows how to do it. So in America, it is imperative that America send personnel and more money. And now let's see if America is the great country it says it is, you know.
Well, all right. Raj Finine joining us. America is supposed to come to the rescue now, folks. We need to give them money and we need to send troops to Egypt because our democratic traditions and our democratic society has inspired this revolution. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Your phone calls for our guest Raj Finine coming up next, 877-876-7445. Next hour, Bobby Dooley on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Good. 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 Yeah, like a douchebag.
I did see it. We're on with Raj Finine. Mr. Finine is a businessman from Alexandria, Egypt, living here in Los Angeles. His family has an insulation business. You had family here before you came over. Is that right, Raj?
Yes. My brother was here. My sister-in-law was here. I've got two nephews. And my wife and my son. My son was born here.
Your son's an American?
My son is an American, yes.
You've heard the arguments. I'm sure you've heard the debates about birthright citizenship, huh?
Well, I don't know what to say. My son is an American,
And he doesn't speak English, does he?
He does not want to speak English.
He doesn't want to speak English. He speaks Arabic.
Yes, sir.
But does he know how to speak English?
He does, but he doesn't like it. And
You know, that's the kind of thing, I just am telling you, that's the kind of thing that people feel. To be an American is to immerse oneself in the culture of America, but our culture is a monolinguistic culture. We speak English. We have other people that speak other languages.
Well, you know, it's also a free country, you know. So Todd's going to do what Todd's going to do, you know, good luck. You know, what do you want from me?
Well, why don't you have the kid speak English in the house?
Because he doesn't. You know, what I'd like to do is speak more about Egypt, because Egypt is doing what they're doing because America. If America wasn't walking around, Todd said this to me, my son, he says, America is like that girl who walks down the street and she's got these pants that, you know, they are tight pants and so on and so forth. And you look out the window, you go, sure would I love to be with that girl, you know? And yet the Egyptian is the man in the car who will never be with that girl. And America is that girl who walks the street, you know. And we want to be with that girl, you know.
And so what you need is for that girl to walk over to the car and open the door and put your hands around her waist.
What?
Well, that's what you're saying. America, in order to be like America, you want America's help, you want our troops, and you want our money. All right, let me just...
Really, I want your money. You know, you make it sound like we're a bunch of panhandlers. You know,
if you want foreign aid doubled up from $2 billion to $4 to $5 billion a year, Mr. Fanin, I wouldn't call you panhandlers, but, I mean, let's call it what it is. You're asking for money, especially from a country that hasn't got it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Here is Linda in Tampa, Florida, on with Raj Fanin. Go ahead, Linda. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, good morning. Thank you for your show. Thank goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
This is a free country, and we can actually speak without getting our heads cut off. But the comment that the man said, I feel so bad, what's going on in that country. But we, as Americans, regardless of color or whatever, we cannot continue to get everybody out of trouble. We need to bring our American boys home, okay? Enough is enough, and they're going to have to deal with their own and get their own government. They've seen plenty in Europe and United States. So you know what? I'm so sorry for them, but they have to deal with their own, and we need to get out of there.
Well, you know, but America, for years, America goes, look at us, look at how great we are, and look at the movies that we make, and look at the, you know, like I said to Phil, you know, America is like you, Linda. You're probably a beautiful girl. As you walk down the street, a man will look at you and say, I think she's so beautiful, I wish I would be with Linda. That's America. I want to be with America. So
well,
you got to help, you know, we need some money. We need technology. I mean,
we haven't got it, man. You're hearing what Linda's saying? We got a whole country full of problems, no money. You know, we got our troops are in Iraq and Afghanistan.
America is the most powerful military in the world. There's no military like America. You can go anywhere. You can do anything.
Okay,
why do you not want to help us? Why don't you want to help Egypt, which has helped you? We helped you.
When did you help us?
Are you kidding? In the Gulf War and all of that.
Listen, America has been this way for many, 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 many years, over 100 years, and everybody in the world knows how our country has been. Why haven't y'all taken effect then? I don't know how old you are, but you must be 40 or 50 years old. Okay, 50 years from being a child, knowing America, and we dealt with your country. Why haven't your people dealt with that within?
First of all, Egypt was down there minding its own business. Then England, you know, England, right? The British. Then they come down and they kick, excuse my language, they kick everybody's ass. I mean, they kick everybody's ass. And then they take over and then they say, okay, we're all done now. You be Egypt.
All right, I understand the colonial I understand World War I and a lot of stuff, okay? But what Linda's saying is, I think what Linda's essential point is, take charge of your fate. Take charge, as the American people did way back when, as many countries have had to do. Take charge of your fate and make it happen.
We've got the Muslim Brotherhood. If you don't give us this money, we could go Islam. You want that? Linda, Linda, do you want us to be to go to Islam?
Listen, you're listen.
You're going to make us go to Islam. Well,
your religion is your religion. That religion, this has nothing to do with religion. Okay.
Well, you
religion is very powerful if you make it powerful. But if you stand up and don't, you have to be a, not a follower, and that's what the people have. You don't want to follow anybody.
They're going to take over.
All right, look at Linda. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Raj Finin on the line here. Egypt, they need our help. Should we give it to them? We'll be back.
Phil Hendry. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Before we get back to Raj Finin and talking about Egypt and what the country of Egypt needs in the mind of Mr. Finin, which is essentially American assistance to turn it into a democratic country and not an Islamic dictatorship, I want to tell you about Dynapep. Dynapep is something that we use on occasion here on this show, a micro shot of energy. Now, I use this, I tell you, probably a couple times a week when I really need to just get a blast. It is a very, very natural product, okay? I mean, I would not even be touching this stuff because, believe me, I'm a coffee drinker. I'm a Pepsi drinker. You guys know me. I drink a little tequila. But as far as anything else going into my system, I quit smoking over a year ago. I kind of like to keep everything nice and pure and natural and sweet and groovy. So about less than a teaspoon of Dynapep. It has no sugar, no crash. That's the best part. No jitters. Just 2 calories, and it'll get you through the night focused, alert. It keeps you going when you've been up all night. Dynapep lasts up to 10 hours with 10 times the power. And like I said, no crash, no jitters, none of that speedy stuff. It's terrific. It is, it's all natural. And like I said, no sugar added at all. So try it out. Dynapep, they're a sponsor of ours. Not only they're a sponsor, but I use it, as does Bud and as does Robert and as do a lot of our guys on staff. I insist. I make them. I'm kidding, but I'm sure that they do. Dynapep. Go to their website, dynapep.com, D-Y-N-A-P-E-P.com. Visit dynapep.com, the micro energy shot. Visit them right now. All right, Raj Finin from the Valley, and we're talking with him here tonight about Egypt. We've got some people hanging on the line who want to talk, and Mr. Finin, I appreciate you being with me. When we talk about Egypt, and you have not been home for how long?
I've not been 3 years.
And your son was born here, and your son is an American citizen who refuses to speak English, so he's not going to get necessarily immersed in the culture, but what you are asking for is American money and possibly American troops for an Egyptian democracy. Otherwise, it's sure to be an Islamic dictatorship. Now, all of this sounds all well and good, but it almost sounds like it's a threat.
Well, no, no.
Well, it sounds a little bit like you're saying either pony up or...
Yes, in a way, I'm saying if you don't do this, then this is going to happen. Of course I'm saying that, because... that's just the way, to use the American idiom, that's just the way the ball game's played, you know. You got to pay your way. And in America, to our friends, Egypt has been a friend. And so we need money for infrastructure. We need money, and we need possibly the security of troops for infrastructure. We've got a long way to go in terms of some of the things that we want to do. Is the new stadium in Cairo I mentioned to you. There's entire fashion industries and a national park system, malls, and these things that normal democracy have, we don't have.
What do you mean a soccer stadium?
We have a retractable dome soccer stadium that was suspended because of what's going on. There's $100 million needed for this. So $5 billion minimum. Otherwise, you know...
Otherwise, we've got an Islamic dictatorship, and that's what it sounds like to me, that it's some kind of an ultimatum. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Regina in Brooksville, Florida. Go ahead, Regina.
Regina, this is Regina.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Yes, uh-huh.
I would like to say that I do love Egyptian people,
as
well as
as well as Israeli people.
Yeah.
And we do give a lot of foreign aid to Israel because they do give us their airspace. They help defend us over there. And I have the best regards for Egyptian people.
Well, but what? You're about to say but.
But I also believe that what you said, that we do need to step up to the plate and give some more foreign aid, or else the consequence is going to be possibly this radical side Islamic religion. It's very possible, and it's only going to cause a lot
A lot of these Egyptians, you know, look, I live in America, so I kind of know how it is here. But most of my countrymen, to use a phrase you use in America, a lot of them are hillbillies, you know. They're not sophisticated. And the first guy that comes up to them with a checkbook, they're his best friend. So I say to you, Egypt is going to be your best friend, but you've got to start to sign some checks, you know. And what we're asking for is a $5 billion a year. That would be a double of our current aid level. America troops, and again, we need some engineering infrastructural help.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's say that
plumbing.
you got your $5 billion or $5 million, whatever you ask for tomorrow. Let's assume that you have it in your pocketbook right now.
Yes.
How can you guarantee that it's not going to get into the wrong hands? And
I tell you how. Can give us trust me. It won't. You know.
No, now let's say we don't trust you.
Oh well.
How do we know
like that
the money?
Yeah, it's like that. We don't trust you. What do we do?
I tell you what you do. Regina and to Phil, you do this all the time with a contractor. You give us enough money to get project A finished. When that project is finished, then you pay. You pay as you go, see? So that's not unheard of. You do that every day in America with a contractor or some kind of thing like this. So if we say we're putting a retractable dome on a soccer stadium, $100 million.
What do you mean a retractable dome on the... I can't believe you're spending money. You got a dome stadium in Cairo you're worried about. Your country's coming apart.
Don't worry about it.
Let me say something. We gave money... We have given money to Iran, but what happened? Iran has turned on us. We have given money to...
He did it wrong.
What do you mean we did it wrong?
You didn't do it the way I said to do it. You should have paid as you
installment
go.
Installment plans. He wants installment plans. I see. You think that's a solution?
That's exactly right. That's exactly what you do with every developing country. Trust me on this.
No, I'm not going to trust a guy that says to me, if you want something done, then you better start signing some checks. Regina, thank you very much. Let's go to Muhammad in Raleigh, North Carolina. Go ahead, Muhammad. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening bits and pieces for the gentleman from Egypt claiming to be from Egypt. With all respect, I do not agree with everything you're saying. I'm a Muslim, and I'm an American. I'm proud of it. I'm originally from the Middle East. You were talking about the that we need to give America needs to give more money and double it or whatever billion. I didn't hear everything you were saying.
$2 billion a year right now is go to $2 billion a year right now goes to Egypt for foreign aid. My feeling,
I don't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
I said that $2 billion a year right now goes to Egypt from America. I'm saying to double this to four.
$4 billion.
Yes.
Okay. So, in order, what's the reason behind it? Is just to help Egypt and preventing it from falling.
You know as well as I do,
Brotherhood.
You know as well as I do that money talks no matter where. Egypt, the people of Egypt need infrastructure, job, economy. Right? Yes. You're going to get this done. America can get this done and shut out this Muslim Brotherhood, whatever they think they're going to do. All they've got to do is start to sign the checks. And I also think America troop because of the security. But America was the ones that said, look at how, you know what I mean? this woman goes down the street. I was saying, like a good-looking woman going down the street, and you're driving by, you go, man, what I wouldn't give, right? Huh?
I'm listening.
Hey, hello. What's that?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, we got it. Okay, so what?
So what? So I'm saying, we want some of that. Egypt wants to be like America. Lebanon wants to be like America. Tunisia wants to be like America. If for all I know, Syria wants to be like America. So America needs to get into the...
We've said we don't want to do nation building anymore.
You're blowing it. Blowing it bad.
So you, from right, understanding what you're saying is you want the money to go to Egypt in order to implement the American dream, I would say, in Egypt. Is
yes,
that something?
Yes, yes. That's what Egyptians want.
Why? Okay, I understand all right, that. America does good things.
Right.
America does
right.
good things.
So, in other words, the money would go to Egypt, and they would build the American dream, including the retractable dome stadium.
Yeah, what is it with you? You don't like that idea.
You got a country in the middle of a revolution, and you want a retractable dome stadium in Cairo.
So?
Gosh. Sir, with all respect to the gentleman originally from Egypt. Egypt, you know, when Jamal Abdel Nasser was back in the late 60s, Egypt was, people used to come to Egypt and work, and it was one of the powerful countries there. And it wasn't receiving any money. It was probably more or less from the Soviet Union, but it was a country that's full of resources, human resources, and still material resources, and it still is. America is doing good things for so many countries in the Middle East. The same thing, I disagree with the policy towards the Middle East, because we do have, as Americans, as a policymakers, double standards.
All right. Thanks so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Oh, my God, was that guy boring. And so are you. Let's take a break. We'll be back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
I just, you know, you guys were boring me to tears.
I'm trying to say.
No, you know, that one guy, he's going into a whole thing about the American foreign policy in the Middle East. You're talking to me about a retractable dome stadium in Cairo and how you need money for a movie industry, electricity. You need money for plumbing. You need money for any number of things. And then you guys will be just like America. It sounds to me like you're saying either give us money so that we can create an American-style democracy, or we will give the whole thing over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Let me ask you a question. When the Muslim Brotherhood takes over and they're chopping off hands and heads, and they're making women wear bags, and Egypt is turns back the clock 600 years. How are you going to feel then?
Look, you know, you make a good dramatic. This is not going to happen. America would not ever let it happen.
Well, you know who might not let it happen is Israel. You know,
well, what is that supposed to mean?
Because Israel just might take a look and see what's going on across the border in Egypt and surmise we can't afford to have another hostile country in the Middle East. We've already got Iran stirring it up. We got Syria doing their bidding. We got everybody else, Lebanon, against us. We don't need another one. And maybe Israel will do something about it. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Paul in Jackson, Mississippi. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I just had a simple point. How about if we cut every penny off to the country and change will happen? Instead of throwing more money,
then it will be Islam.
The government that's already in power, we're going to give them more money to distribute.
No, not the government that's in power. You let that
So we're going to go in with troops. And then there's one other thing I just didn't understand. I mean, I was in Desert Storm, and I didn't see any Egyptians. I understand there was a hue up there was digging a latrine a few blocks away, but I didn't see a pig nobody thought while I was there.
What's that? What did you say?
Did you not understand English?
I don't understand your English. I don't understand your English.
I'm sorry. I was in Desert Storm.
in the Gulf War. You know that?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
I didn't you see any Egyptians except a few of them digging a latrine. They wasn't kicking nobody's butt that I saw. Maybe he was there.
Well, I didn't say they were. I said the British did. But that's because you didn't hear what I said. I said the British did.
Oh, and you won't mind if your son registers for the draft so when we send troops over there, he can actually do something. And how much money
is No, my son is not going to fight. My son's going to be a doctor.
He's going to be a doctor to fix all Americans that died trying to take care of things. Why are we there? Can we give them freedom of religion, too?
Well, I don't care so long as you give enough money for them to create a country that America wants them to have this country.
Do you want them to have democracy?
My son is too good to be a soldier. What's that? My son's too good to be a soldier.
What's that mean, your son's too good to be a soldier?
I'm a soldier.
No, I didn't say that. No, I did not say that. I said my son...
Yes, you did. You said your son is too good.
I said he is more advanced in his education.
Than to be a soldier.
No, I didn't.
Yes, that's what you said. You know, there are doctors who are soldiers.
Well, no, they're not soldiers.
Yes, they are. They're in the Army. They're in the Navy. They're soldiers.
Oh, well, that's bull crap.
Oh.
So, you know, sorry, Paul, but I say to you, we need money to help our country.
What? To make it democracy? Right.
Yes, to make it a democracy.
Well, I got to do this for you.
All right, Paul.
We don't have a democracy.
Thanks very much. 877-876. Phil, let's go over here to Zach. Zach, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi there, Phil. This is Zach. Hi. I'm 26 years old. I'm an Afghan-American. My father is actually an independent contractor in Afghanistan. He's also a U.S. citizen. He works with the military. I'd just like to just point out that this this guy that's talking, I forget his name, the Egyptian, he seems like a really nice person.
My name is Raj.
He's sort of painting a bad image of Islam, the way he's speaking, the way he's interpreting everything. We don't need to send any money over to Egypt. We don't need to send money anywhere to the Middle East or anywhere else in the world for that matter, because America itself, they're going bankrupt in itself if you look at the debt. But instead of sending money over, we should send, you know, people over. We should send the man's son who wants to become a doctor. We should send him there as an American.
You know.
As an American citizen, we should send him there to help the people out, to educate, to get nurses, to get lawyers, to get... there's many people in my family who right now are in Afghanistan, who are American citizens, who are Afghan, who are lawyers and doctors, who are in Kabul right now.
All right, hold on. What are you saying, Raj?
Oh, we need money, not this guy. He's going on and on about stuff. I appreciate it. I appreciate what the man is saying. But we need people to start writing some checks. And we need it now. Because if we don't... See, you don't pay the bill with your good looks. You know that, right? You don't pay no bill with your good looks. Okay?
Afghanistan from America or other coalition forces. That money, let's say if you send $1 million over, only maybe a fraction, $10,000, $100,000 will actually get to the people who actually need it.
How do we know the money's going
to
get there?
Pocket that money. So you need to create a system to be able to send over. But before you do
you don't need the
right people in place.
You don't need that. What you need is you don't need that. What are you talking about? What we are asking for...
No, that's exactly what we need. We got to find out exactly where this money's going. We've been throwing more money away. That whole Haiti earthquake thing...
What?
No, sir.
What do you think, Egypt's Haiti?
No, but I'm just saying the money that we tried to raise...
You're saying that my country is Haiti? You know, son, Egypt is not doing good, but we know Haiti, you know... We've got
Egypt is definitely not doing well, but most of the world right now is not doing well. In Greece, they're having problems. In Tunisia and Lebanon,
America's
and everywhere
okay.
in the Middle East, there's problems. In South America, there's problems.
America's doing all right, and right now, we got a Super Bowl coming up. So I'd say America's doing better than anybody. And all I'm saying...
Well, all you're saying is we need to start cashing, you know, we need to start cashing in our bonds and writing the checks. Otherwise, you guys are going to turn into an Islamic dictatorship. And who knows? You may be right. You know, you may be right. And maybe that's what we should have done with the Shah. Maybe that's what we should have done with other countries. But now's not the time, you know.
Look, Egyptians are trustworthy. We're good with money. You trust the Jews, right? Don't you trust the Jews with money?
What Jews? Are you talking about Israel?
Yes.
I don't know how we do it with Israel. I guess we deposit it into the national Israeli...
That's what you do with us. Into the national Egyptian bank account. So if you guys want to give the Jews money, at least you can do is trust us with it. But this guy, Zach, now you're from where, Zach? You're from Afghanistan?
Yes,
I understand. Afghanistan is a little shaky. I wouldn't be laying any money on them. But Egypt is a better bet.
And Egypt's a better bet. All right, Zach, thanks so much. I think Afghanistan's the better bet than Egypt, to be perfectly honest with you. Thank you very much for your call. If I was going to, you know, invest anywhere.
Why?
Because if Afghanistan has seen the Taliban, they've seen the worst of the worst. And this is a country that's there's nowhere else for them to go but up.
You're trying to tell me that you'd lay money on an Afghani and you'd send me walking.
Yeah, yeah, I would.
Boy, that hurts, you know? That really hurts. And my son is going to be a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, and I was thinking maybe he'd do your eyes for you, but forget it. Not now.
All right, did he do Greta's job?
He did do Greta, yeah.
Henry. We'll be back.
Not really.